It's going to be so much fun this coming Friday. So make sure to come through in Mpumalanga. It's going to be up and up away. It's going to be very exciting. It's All Things Lenyora Wednesday. Slay Gogo Manzini, someone who knows what it means to be their truest, authentic self, joins us today. Slay Gogo Manzini, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I think for me, when I saw your bio and the many things that you're doing, I thought, where does she get the time?
Yeah. Everybody asks themselves that. I ask myself that at times. I ask myself that a lot.
But I mean, yeah, you have the time. You're doing all of these amazing, amazing things.
Yes, I think it all starts with love. Loving your craft, loving what you do, having passion. You must be passionate about everything that you do, because now you look up to the next job, you look up to the next activity, you look up to going to work, you look up to doing it best. So you juggle it easy. Yeah. When you love it, and you're passionate about it.
Absolutely. I agree with what you're saying. But let's take it back to the very beginning. You know, for the people who might not know who Slay Gogo Manzini is, who is she? Where does she come from? How does the story begin?
She's from Embalenhle, which is in Secunda, Mpumalanga, that side. So I grew up in Mpumalanga, Embalenhle. I study primary school, high school. Mm-hmm. I do my tertiary education, IT there. And then I struggled to get jobs. I struggled to get jobs because I've got a calling. Little did I know. But when I get a job, it's just a week and then that's it. I'm losing the job. Mm. And then that is when I decided that it's time. Remember, I knew all along that I've got a calling, but I was like, no ways. Not me, I can't. And when the ancestors want you there, they want you there, and nothing is going to come up. So I found myself sick. I found myself in a space where I said, okay, you know what? Let me just go finish this. I went, I graduated, I came back. That's when I met my husband. Just 3 years after my graduation, I met my husband because I was born Thabo Mahlangu, and then met my husband, and then we got married, and then I changed my surname to Sindane.
And what's that journey been like for you, you know, Gogo? Just going from a place of, I don't know if I should call it denial, you know, at first telling yourself, this could not be me. I cannot be the one who has to go to initiation school and become a healer, a spiritual guider, you know, and then getting to a point where you accept it. And I ask you this because I think there's a lot of us who will be in denial for something. It does not have to be the similar, you know, journey as yours, but there will be a point where you are in denial because of something, and it gets to a point where you have to sit down and accept.
Especially with mine, being a spiritual calling, it's an ancestral calling. It is actually something that we take light when the ancestors want us to call, to accept the call, or to take the call, or to actually agree to doing it. It's something that we feel it's less powerful. So when we feel it's less powerful, we just say, no, man, I cannot do it. I don't want to do it. But you don't know the power behind that when you will just be forced to say, I am definitely going to do it. Because when I sat down with myself, I saw my life is getting no fruits, but I am getting destroyed. I'm destroying myself by everything that I touch, and I destroy everything that I touch. Nothing is coming up. These people mean business. These people are serious. They are destroying me. I have to take it. I was in denial because of the lifestyle that I was living. And when we grew up at the time, Izangoma were people that were, you know, described as dirty, smelly, not bathing, and all those things. So when that calling came, when in my mind that thing came, I was like, so now I'm supposed to look like that. Little did I know that you can still be the slave that you are and be a traditional healer and go and do Mbeni. So when I then accepted it, I accepted it at first because I wanted to let it go. I wanted it to let me just do it and then I can just get on with my life because this is stopping me.
Yeah.
So when I got inside initiation and then Michael Bella now sat down with me and explained what this and explained that this is not what the world think it is.
Yeah.
It is something that you can live with. It's tatalento, kuyaphileka.
Mm.
You know, so you live with it, yes. And I then now adjusted myself, I got in it, I understood that as a traditional healer, I must first go to the shower in the morning before I even see my clients, you understand? So at that time, you are still in initiation, but ukobela wako, the trainer, now takes you through uguti, you don't have to change who you are.
Sure.
You can still be a radio presenter, you can still be whatever you want to be, exactly, but it's just a calling that you have to do. It's not a choice. And I just pray and wish that people can understand that this is not a choice. It's not something that you wake up and decide that I want. You've chosen.
And how do you then tap into that power? Because I imagine you have got a power within you that I don't even know if you understand it. So from that phase of being in denial and then accepting and then having to tap into this power, a power beyond yourself, a power that is associated with so much greatness. How do you tap into it?
The minute I got into initiation school, I accepted that this is where I am. And when I accepted it, I think the ancestors were happy. And I fell in love and I allowed myself to... The first thing about being a traditional healer, you need to be able to identify or to separate yourself from Isangoma and yourself.
Yes.
That is one thing that you need to understand, that you need to be able to separate the two. So once you get into the traditional, the spiritual world, and you give yourself in, and you allow your ancestors to take over, it's just like prayer. You know, when you pray and you say, now I'm letting God take over.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what happens when you say, I'm in, and I'm letting the power of my ancestors to take over this, and they bless you, and they give you all the powers that you never thought that you would have. Because now, when you ask accept a calling, you allow other people that have passed on to live inside you. So now their power lives inside you and it comes out as your power, but it's not your power.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah. No, absolutely, Gogo. You know, we're running out of time, but there's so much that we have to speak about. We've just kickstarted the 16 Days of Activism, and I think the LGBTQI plus community plays a big role in that. So many times have we heard stories of someone being murdered because they are part of that community. What do we say to the people in South Africa that are not very familiar with who the LGBTQI plus community are, and that it's okay for me to express myself and be my truest self? You don't have to murder me just because this is who I am.
Yeah, I think people need to understand that the first thing, it starts with this. We need to understand that this world is not ours. This world was not created by ours, by ourselves.
Yeah.
This world was created by God for people of different natures to live in.
Mm.
So people need to understand that we are also people that were given an opportunity to be in this world by God for us to live and show our... They must look beyond what they see. They must get into our mind. That hurts, that kills. I mean, there's a lot of people that kill themselves before they got murdered by the discrimination that they're getting from their families, from their communities. They cannot, not everyone is as strong as Gogo Mantini.
Yeah.
So, but the world or the community, they now need to lay down, accept and understand how hateful it is to live in a community that does not accept you.
Gogo, a little birdie tells me you are going to Turkey. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
About it. When are you going? Can you tell us what procedure you're going to be doing?
I'm going on the 15th of Jan. I'm now still in the process of losing weight. People will say, you're silly, but what are you losing?
Yeah.
I'm in the process of losing weight because the procedure that I'm doing wants me to lose a bit of weight.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing 5 procedures. I'm going to be open about them. I'm not going to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing tummy tuck with liposuction.
Okay.
I'm doing fat transfer to the bum, which is called the BBL. And then I'm doing bichectomy. Bichectomy is a treatment where in your cheeks, they remove a tissue. So if you've got, if you don't like your cheeks, like you feel they're big or they're fatty, and then you want them to be slimmer, and then to achieve that Barbie doll face, and then they do that that surgery is called bunionectomy. I'm removing the fat cells and the tissue on my cheeks, and then I'm doing some facelift. I'm doing fox eyes and eyelids. So that's five surgeries I'm doing at a time.
Just before I let you go, because we really are running out of time, what do we say to the people who say things like, "Ai, why do you need to do a BBL?" And I always say, guys, if you want to upgrade your life, you upgrade your inside, you can upgrade the outside. It truly is up to you. But what do we say to those people?
I always say, people who don't have money, they've got a lot to say. That's what I say. That's all I'm going to say to those people. That's what I'm going to say to them even before I meet them. If you don't have money, then you've got a lot to say, baby. Because we don't go there with a few thousands.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you don't have money to do it, then you are going to have a lot to say about it, even if as cheap as the procedure can be. But if you come to people and say, "I want to do this," then they will say, "Oh no, you're not confident. You're not that. You're not that." They don't have money to do it. That's the problem. So why should we even ask? Why should we even consider people when we want to do our things? Let's do, and then they will talk, and then I'm going to send you guys my pictures when I'm back.
Absolutely.
They will say whatever they will say.
We are going to be glued onto your social media platforms, but let's park it here for today because we've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. We love you. We see you. And I wish you all the very best with your procedure coming up this January. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. And people can follow me on my Instagram and Facebook and also on YouTube at Dr. Gogo Manzini TV.
Absolutely.
Dr. Gogo Manzini TV. That's where I'm going to be posting everything about the trip to Turkey and what I do and what I don't do and my spiritual work.
Gogo, thank you so much.
I love you.
When it
thank
sounds
you.
This good, we're here to stay. Why go anywhere else?
Listen to Rise FM. I love you.
Yes, sir. Rise FM.